New research from Utah Foundation shows the future of energy in Utah and the West has been evolving away from coal toward cleaner fuels such as natural gas and toward renewable sources such as solar and wind power. As the fuel we use changes, so is the structure of our electric power system. More attention is now being paid to so-called microgrids, small electric power systems that can function separately from the regional grid. And it's likely they'll play a more important role in keeping our lights on and computers running going into the future. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. A microgrid is an independent electric power system that serves a limited area. It can be as small as a single business or as large as a university campus. Because it has its own power generation or storage capability, it can be separated from the broader utility grid and operate on its own, at least for a while. It can also become a structural unit of the larger power system, offering advantages both to its own users and to the system as a whole. The growth of rooftop solar installations is helping to push the microgrid idea into the spotlight. Residential solar users in Utah have just recently negotiated a settlement with the state's largest utility, Rocky Mountain Power, over fees to connect their systems to the grid and compensation for that power they sell to the system. Michael Shea with the advocacy group Heal Utah says there would be less conflict if homeowners with solar power systems did more business with each other and less with the utility.
There's a lot of contention right now with rooftop solar, and the biggest point of the contention is that exporting of energy onto the rest of the grid that the utility then has to buy. And those costs are spread out among the ratepayers as a whole. With microgrids, because they just be generating and providing electricity within this specific substation or sub area, you isolate those costs from the rest of the ratepayers. And so it's a potential to drastically increase the amount of renewables that we have available without running into the regulatory problems that we do trying to put renewables on the entire grid as a whole.
While there's value in that independence, Dave Eskelson with Rocky Mountain Power says the performance of the larger grid is hard to beat.
The grid is actually incredibly reliable, 99.98% of the time, and relatively inexpensive. The nationwide average tends to hover around 10 or 11 cents per kilowatt hour. And battery storage is not to the point where you either have the cost advantage or the reliability advantage. If there is an advance in that area, that could be a game changer.
While the power generated by solar panels on residential rooftops is a big advantage to homeowners, it's less useful for the utility. Eskelson says it's not dispatchable, meaning that grid operators can't just flip a switch and send that electricity where it's needed at the moment. And how that power is regulated may be almost as important as how it's generated. Austin Perea, a solar market analyst at Green Tech Media in Boston, says strategies such as varying charges for power use, depending on the time of day, can help make up for that disadvantage.
It's also a blunt way in which to try to appease and try to, limit the impacts of not having dispatchable technology. But I think going forward, too, the pairing of, solar with things like battery storage and demand side management, I think those technologies and having a more integrated, distributed service, energy service model is really going to approach and try to address a lot of those issues of dispatchability going forward.
Whatever advantages microgrids might have for their own users, they could also benefit the utility's customers as a whole. As they plan for the future, including multi-billion dollar expenditures for new generating and transmission capacity, Dave Eskelson says microgrids could add capacity and lower the cost.
The possibility exists that microgrids might be appropriate in some places as a lower cost alternative to expansion of traditional utility systems.
That's a goal that environmental groups such as Heal Utah also support. And with improvements in technology, you might soon find yourself living in a connected community, a microgrid, that can stand alone from the regional utility when it needs to. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.